Good afternoon, I'm Alan Martin. This is your Pix Now update. We have new video coming into the newsroom from the fire zone of the Holy Fire burning in Southern California. Heavy smoke covering the town of Lake Elsinore, where mandatory evacuations were put in place moments ago. That fire has scorched more than 9,000 acres and is only 5% contained. The fire is raging in the Cleveland National Forest. There's no sign of relief for firefighters down there either. As for the cause, it may have to do with this man. Yesterday, police arrested 51-year-old Forrest Gordon Clark on suspicion of arson connected to that fire. He is currently being held on $1 million bail. And sad news from the fire lines of the Carr Fire. A firefighter died on his way to the fight. Cal Fire says the heavy equipment mechanic from the Butte unit was killed in a traffic accident on Highway 99 in Tehama County. Happened about 12:20 this morning near Los Molinos. CHP says his truck went off the road, hit a tree, and caught fire. So far, the Carr Fire has burned more than 177,000 acres. It is only 48% contained. And the largest fire in California's history, the Mendocino Complex Fire, is tearing through Lake, Colusa, and Mendocino counties. It is now larger than the city of Los Angeles. But a bit of good news, some evacuation orders have been lifted and thousands of Clear Lake residents can now go home. And Highway 20 in both directions has reopened. As of this afternoon, flames have scorched more than 304,000 acres, more than twice the size of San Jose. Nearly 230 structures destroyed and more than 9,000 are still threatened. Right now, the Mendocino Complex Fire is 51% contained. And a spare the air alert's in effect right now for the Bay Area. Taking a live look from our Dublin camera, you see all that haze as the smoke from the fires moves across the sky. People being told to limit their time outdoors. And new details now about a deadly house fire that erupted in Vallejo on Sunday, killing twin girls and their mother. Police say it was actually a murder-suicide. They say the evidence shows that 47-year-old Mao Dao set herself on fire, spreading the flames throughout the house and killing her two 14-year-old daughters. A third 11-year-old daughter made it out alive with some injuries, and she is expected to make a full recovery. Right now, emotional testimonies underway as the two men being held responsible for the deadly ghost ship warehouse fire in Oakland face their sentencing. Family and friends of the 36 people killed are confronting the men who negotiated plea deals. Derek Almena and Max Harris pleaded no contest to 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter. The deal calls for Almena to serve 9 years in jail and Harris 6. Both could get out much sooner because of the time they've already served. That hearing is expected to last 2 days. Following last month's deadly attack, BART is stepping up to keep passengers safe. And the solution? A 12-point safety plan. But some of those points were under scrutiny today from the public and board members themselves, one being the possibility of a high-tech surveillance camera system.
I do see you right now taking advantage of an opportunity to pass through surveillance measures, right, that criminalize folks who are trying to ride the BART.
Other parts of BART's $28 million safety plan include patrol officers working mandatory overtime, more fare inspectors, new call boxes on platforms, and a crackdown on panhandling. The board will take up that plan again next month. And the Trump administration announcing plans today to launch a new branch of the military, the U.S. Space Force. Vice President Mike Pence said the sixth branch would be launched by 2020, adding it's needed to ensure the U.S.'s dominance in space amid heightened competition and threats.
Now the time has come to write the next great chapter in the history of our armed forces, to prepare for the next battlefield, where America's best and bravest will be called to deter and defeat a new generation of threats to our people, to our nation. The time has come to establish the United States Space Force.
In June, President Trump said that he was directing the Pentagon to immediately begin the process of setting up the U.S. Space Command. And the Pentagon just released a report to Congress detailing how the Space Force would be managed within the Department of Defense. The new service would still need congressional approval. But President Trump added his enthusiasm to the conversation this morning with this tweet, "Space Force all the way." And his campaign is asking the public for input. You can vote on your favorite logo for the Space Force. These six choices posted on the president's reelection campaign website. They all incorporate the word Space Force. And the last one there on the bottom right includes Mars Awaits. The state legislature just passed a bill to officially recognize Lunar New Year as a day of special significance in California. So that means the governor's required to honor the Lunar New Year annually, and all public schools will be encouraged to learn the traditions and significance of the Chinese calendar. San Francisco has already claimed Lunar New Year as an official school holiday. And we'll be back another update top of the hour. Watch or listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or our KPIX Facebook page.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk.
Well, I'm going to the beach where I belong.
Summer is here, so get to the beach.
Where the days are warm and the nights are long.
The admission-free boardwalk is open daily. Check out beachboardwalk.com and we'll see you at the
boardwalk.